The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the word of God.
Tonight we are back on our final night of the Milk and Honey Conference. Tonight is the fourth Wednesday in the month regarding this conference, and I titled tonight's message Strength in the Day of Adversity. Oh, you should have been shouting. You could call it Strength in the Period of Adversity. Please turn with me in your Bible to the book of 2 Kings chapter 19, and we'll start reading from verse number 1. 2 Kings 19, and it came to pass when the king Hezekiah heard it that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord, and he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. Verse 3. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and blasphemy, for the children are come to birth, but there's no strength to bring forth. It may be, and it goes on and on, so maybe I'll stop at verse 3, which is our key verse. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy, for the children are come to birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. The day of adversity is a day of distress. To be in distress means to be in a tight corner. The day of adversity is also a day of crisis, a day of challenges, a day of pressure and stress, and a day of critical adverse situation. Every business organization may have good times, but there may be a day of adversity or a period of adversity. Every family may have good times, but there may be a day of adversity. Every church, every country, every individual may have good times, but as children of God, we should also take note that there are days of adversity. A day of adversity will either make or break you. If you handle it well, it will make you. And if you don't handle it well, it could break you. The text that we read has to do with Israel while they were inhabiting Jerusalem, and they were facing imminent attack from the Assyrians. So Israel were inhabiting Jerusalem. One day when they woke up, they realized that the Assyrians had come to besiege them, surround them, and the Assyrians were planning to attack the city and take it by storm. At that particular stage, Israel, under the leadership of Hezekiah, were not ready for battle. So this came as a surprise to them, and they began to feel helpless, and they began to feel powerless in defending themselves in the wake of this attack. They felt that they had been trapped and that they felt their lives were hemmed in like a baby in the womb of a pregnant mother. They felt that the birth pangs of a pregnant woman was being felt, yet they were trapped in the birth canal. In the birth canal, you are not supposed to move backwards. You are supposed to move forwards. You are not supposed to move back into the womb. You are supposed to press on so you can break free. If you stay too long in the birth canal, you may suffocate and die. But if you press on together with your mother, eventually what will happen is that you will find that some grace will push you forward and push you out of the womb. Tonight, I see that grace coming upon you. A certain grace that will birth a miracle in your life. A certain grace that will rescue you from the birth canal so that you don't drink birth fluids and drown in the place and suffocate. God has ordained that your time of miracle has come and your time of visitation has come. At the banks of the Red Sea, God told Israel to go forward. You cannot retreat at this juncture. You cannot draw back. The Bible says God has no pleasure in them that draw back unto perdition, unto destruction. But he has pleasure in them that go forward and believe unto the end. So you cannot retreat, you cannot draw back, and you cannot give up. You can only press on. You can only fight on. You can only persevere. And you must be determined in your mind that this battle you are in for victory. In order to continue and come out of the birth canal into your victory, you need strength. The mother pushing needs strength. And the baby needs some strength. Hence, Israel, their current circumstances, was likened to a mother who had come to the place of birth but had no strength to deliver. If you watch an aircraft start from one end of the runway and taxi slowly and decide now that I am on the home straight, so I'm going to accelerate until the force of lift is created, so that by that force of lift the aircraft will be lifted from the ground and up it will go into the skies. In case this aircraft was accelerating and speeding on this runway and was almost at the end and there was no power to lift it up, you can imagine that the story will not turn out well. And that is the kind of picture that we are seeing where Israel was, where they lacked strength at childbirth, and therefore the pains of childbirth were unnecessarily extended. The pains of childbirth and the discomfort of childbirth were protracted, and they had to endure the pains for some more time. They had to endure the distresses longer than necessary. It was at that stage that King Hezekiah realized they needed a word from the Lord. And tonight, you and I need a word from the Lord. And God has a word for you. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? That he will give strength to you in the day of adversity. If you believe that, clap and shout a big amen to God's glory. So King Hezekiah, realizing that he needed a prophetic word, sent a group of persons to the prophet Isaiah to seek the word of the Lord, so he will be informed and he will know the next line of action. He realized that they were terrified, because at a stage the king of Assyria wrote and sent to them threatening that they will be like the other nations that had fallen before them. The king of Assyria wrote and said that the other gods could not save those nations. How can the God of Israel save this people? Now, they were so defiant that they dishonored God. The Assyrians were so defiant that they disrespected God, and they went ahead to blaspheme against the Most High God. It is because of this reason that when you look at verse 3 of 2 Kings 19, it says, "And they said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, this is a day of trouble, a day of challenge, a day of adversity, and rebuke and blasphemy." In other words, when these people came, they had no regard for Israel, and they began to speak all kinds of things against them, and they blasphemed against the Most High God. And Hezekiah felt that they had gone too far, and that there was the need for Jehovah to arise and shake himself, that his strength shall be manifested in the midst of his people. So all that Israel needed was a divine intervention that would give them divine strength. There's a place that when you get, what you need is a divine intervention that will provide you with divine strength. May you be supplied with supernatural strength. Mentally, oh, can I hear an amen from you? That your mind, the loins of your mind shall be girded. That you will not be fearful in your mind. That you will not doubt the word of the Lord in your mind. That you will not be double-minded in the Lord. But that you will be single-minded. That you will trust the Lord in your mind. May God bring strength to you emotionally. That you will not fear. That you will not be depressed. That emotionally you will not be discouraged. That you will not become fearful. That you will not become distressed. But you will rise on your inner man by the grace of God in courage and in boldness, defying the king of Assyria and his armies that have besieged your life, threatening and taunting your God. Oh, may God bring you emotional strength. May God supply you with the spirit, that his grace will abound unto you. That you will not break down emotionally, but you will stand stronger, you will stand taller, that you can sing even songs of praise and songs of Zion, even in the day of adversity. May the strength of God be your portion. May God give you strength spiritually. Oh, may the might of God rest upon you. May the strength and energy of God fall upon your spirit. May God inject another dosage of his power to undergird your inner man. That your spirit will always be alive and attuned to him. That your spirit will not even be cowed down in submission, but it will rise to the occasion and hear the voice of God spurring you on into action. Oh, may you receive strength physically. I say, may strength come to your body. that sicknesses and diseases will have no place in your body. May your body reject every sickness and disease. May your body not accommodate any sickness and disease. Today we declare any sickness, disease is alien and foreign to your life. So we reject it and rebuke it by the finger of God. We overpower it. If the causative factor is a demon, we arrest the demon and we break every curse from your lineage and we revoke every pronouncement that may have been made in time past that may be adversely affecting you. We declare your day of redemption has come. May the pleadings of the blood be your portion today. And may the blood of Jesus Christ rescue you from that horrible pit. May the tokens of the blood bring you deliverance. I declare your strength shall not fail. You will not fail mentally. You will not fail emotionally. You will not fail psychologically. You will not fail spiritually. And you will not fail physically. May your finances be boosted up. I command that supernatural power to back your finances. Your dwindling finances shall be a thing of the past. Your finances that are going into the red is arrested today. And we prophesy that the wind of God shall blow over your bank account, shall blow over your savings, shall blow over your investments. May the wind of God blow that your business will pick up again. May the wind of God blow that your coast will be enlarged, your territory, your financial territory will be enlarged, that God will give you capacity to be able to accommodate. Can I hear somebody shout a better amen? You are receiving strength. You can't give up. You can't give up. But you will arise and look unto the Lord. From whence cometh your help? Your help cometh from God. Is somebody hearing what I'm preaching tonight? You will never throw up your arms in despair. You will not backslide. You will not leave the faith. But your feet will be established on top of the mountain. You become stronger and stronger, just like it was written in the time of David, that there was a long war between the house of David and the house of Saul. And as the house of David grew stronger and stronger, the house of Saul became weaker and weaker. I say, you will not perish in the Beth Canal. Your story shall not be that you were brought to the birth place, but you had no strength to give birth. Your story shall not be like an aircraft that went on the runway and accelerated but could not take off. You will take off. You will take off. You will take off. May the spirit of lift and raise be formed around you, that any demons in your family which have sought to hold you down and to limit your rise, I say nothing shall hold your rise. The chains of darkness are broken. You are set for the top. I'm not hearing an amen. The Bible says, I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, that the heritage of Jacob shall be yours. You shall not be in the low places of the earth. Somebody shout amen. You will be in the high places of the earth. Something was told Jacob in time past that he will inherit a land that floweth with milk and honey, with already planted vineyards and with already dug wells, with goodly houses and goodly things. And in that land the grapes shall grow, and the size of the grapes shall be unprecedented. And when they rear the cattle in the land, the cattle shall grow like the bulls of Bashan, and they will not be small cattle. You kill one cattle and it shall be like three cattle in Africa. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And God was talking about a certain anointing, a certain blessing
and that he will provoke upon the people of God. And I declare that you have been lifted tonight from the low places of the earth to the high places of the earth. You will ride high. I prophesy, nothing shall restrict you, nothing shall limit you, nothing shall obstruct you, nothing shall obstruct your vision, for you will see far and God will help you pursue the dream that he has planted in your life. Oh, God is taking you to the land that floweth with milk and honey. But you will not act like Israel, who lacked strength in the wilderness and were discouraged. You will not be discouraged. You will be encouraged. You will be motivated. You will be revived. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? You will not be downcast. You will not sit in the corner like Israel by the rivers of Babylon, where all they sat and they wept when they remembered Zion. You may remember Zion, but you look ahead, because the things that lie ahead are greater than the things that are past. Your past can only encourage you, so you don't make those mistakes anymore. But the things in the future are greater than the things you have lost in the past. Did God not say that what you have lost, he will restore it 7 times in his word? Therefore, there is no need to weep about the past, but to look ahead, because something amazing is about to happen. Oh, you are not shouting like I'm shouting. You are not rejoicing like I'm rejoicing. You are not celebrating like I'm celebrating. Oh, come on, clap. Ah, come on. Come on. Let it be protracted clapping. Let it be extended rejoicing. There's always a day of adversity. And the Bible says, in the day of adversity, if your strength fails, how small was your strength? In other words, in God's plan for you, you must be strong at all times before you face the day of adversity. Because if you are not strong enough in all these facets of your life, then you will get overwhelmed negatively by the challenges that you face in your day of adversity. So you must be strong. Oh, somebody, can I hear an amen? Lift up your right hand and say, the Lord is strengthening me. More strength from the throne of God. Supernatural strength. More grace of God. I am empowered. I will not be weak. I will not fret. I will not worry. I will not be discouraged, but I'll be encouraged. I will rise to the occasion. I will rise above the circumstances. God is giving me the upper hand. Every circumstance shall bow to me. Every situation shall bow to me. And none shall prevail. My hands are blessed. If your hands are blessed, shout amen, somebody. Staying longer in the birth canal will extend the pain. But receiving strength to press on will bring you to the place of joy, where even the cry of the baby is a joyful noise. Your baby is coming. Your answer is coming. Your solution is coming. You are breaking out and breaking forth. You are breaking out of darkness. You are breaking out of adversity. You are breaking out and you are breaking forth into the glory of God. Let your shout be yeah. This was not the first time that God was to deliver Israel. God had delivered them before.
And it gives us a graphic image of when he delivered Israel in Egypt and began to lead them in the wilderness. God, in a previous encounter, had delivered Israel from their slave masters, and he began to guide them through the wilderness. And I want you to see what is written in Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. Deuteronomy 28 and verse number 13. After God delivered them, the Bible says, he made him ride upon the high places of the earth. Can you confess for yourself that by grace I am riding on the high places of the earth? Now listen to what it continues to say. That he might eat the increase of the fields. There is an increase of the field that is coming to you. And he made him suck honey out of the rock. I love this one. The wilderness was not a nice experience, but God brought some sweetness in the midst of the challenges. Oh, come on. I can see somebody getting a certain victory, overcoming the pains of yesteryear, the trauma of yesteryear, the distresses of yesteryear. I can see somebody getting the victory. If you are the one, let your shout be louder than all the others. So he made him ride upon the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him suck honey out of the rock. How can you suck honey out of a rock? We are coming to that. And oil out of the flinty rock. Flinty rock is rugged rock. Rock that is shaped zigzag. Verse 14. Butter out of kine. And milk of sheep. With fat of lambs. Hey, this table will be nice. Oh. And rams of the breed of Bashan. I told you about the bulls of Bashan. The bulls of Bashan were a blessed breed of cattle. They were not the lean type. They were blessed, so they were huge. And whenever they entered your farm, they devoured virtually everything in the farm because they were huge. And sometimes figuratively, they were used in the Bible to show destruction because they were like elephants, if I may say so. Not size, but figuratively, when elephants enter into your field, your farm, you are in trouble. Every step destroys a cassava plant or a maize plant or a wheat plant. So what happened was, God gave them these things, and let's continue to read it. He gave them the breed of Bashan. That means that their cattle were look rich. And if you took it to the market, it will fetch you a high price. And goats, and with the fat of kidneys. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. The pure blood of the grape is the wine, the grape juice. They took it for refreshing. And God refreshed them. So, what is the Lord saying? Let's look at the scripture critically. The Bible says that he gave them honey out of the rock. So they sucked honey out of the rock. Now, bees are the agents for producing honey. And there must be the presence of plants with flowers.
upon rocks, plants don't grow with flowers. But because of the unusual love and care and protection that God had for them, he caused some plants with flowers to grow upon the hard rock. You are telling me that you have come from a hard background. You are qualified for the blessing in this chapter. You say the demons in your background are plenty. You are qualified for this blessing in that place, because he gave them honey out of the rock, the sagde, and he gave them oil out of the flinty rock. He gave them olive oil. And that's not where the olive plant will grow, but in the jagged edges of the rocks, God somehow caused a little soil to be there. And the kind of plants that he put there were such that they grew very well and they produced abundance of oil. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Where you are shall be blessed. The land on which you are, the ground on which you are, the background from which you have come, there is a supernatural blessing that can turn curses into blessing, that can turn barrenness into fruitfulness, that can turn a dry, rocky place into a place of amazing production. So they suck honey out of the rock and they got oil out of the flinty rock. Can you imagine? In other words, they got honey out of COVID-19 period, and they prospered in the midst of the same period. Oh, come on. They also got butter out of kine and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats and fat of kidneys. Thou didst drink the pure blood of the grapes. In Psalm, all God is saying is that God nourished his people. On their table, they had honey, they had oil, they had milk, they had butter, I'm sure they had cheese. And all these things have come from the hardest stones, from the most difficult circumstances. For God, it doesn't take him any extra effort to bless you. He called Abraham from an idolatrous background, and it was a people that he would have judged and destroyed and condemned. But he called Abraham from a background where everybody in town bowed down to idol. And God decided to prophesy to this man that, Abraham, I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and I will make you a blessing, that whosoever blesses you shall be blessed, and whosoever curses you shall be cursed. And he told Abraham, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Oh, can I hear an amen? Are you taking the prophecy that was given to Abraham? He said, Abraham, your background is difficult. And many times that's what defeats a lot of Christians. They say, Pastor, the background from my family house, there are idols. There's one at the entrance and there are two in the corridor. There is one in the bedroom. As for that one, you don't see him, but you hear them commune with him and they ring a bell. When my people say you will not prosper, somebody says, they say you will not prosper. But I have good news for you. I said I have good news for you. He caused them to suck honey out of the rock and to obtain oil out of the flinty rock. Oh, somebody clap for the Most High God. Somebody clap, 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 clap as your expression showing trust in the Most High God. In other words, even in the most barren places,
God will cause the growth of sweet scented aromatic flowers, which will attract the bees until it will result in the production of honey. Even on top of the rocks, God will sustain the growth of the olive plant, out of which abundant olive oil will be extracted. From supposedly unproductive grounds, God gave them the richest of provisions. Hey, while your background is still there, can I bless you in Jesus' name? May you receive abundance of blessing, overwhelming blessing, blessing that will blow your mind, blessing that you cannot comprehend, more than enough blessing, more than you can carry blessing, blessing, blessing upon blessing. Even when you cough, may it be a blessing. When you lay down to sleep, may it be abundant blessing. When you rise, may it be enormous blessing. Blessing everywhere you go. When you open your mouth to declare the word, may it be blessing. I bless you in the morning. I bless you at noontime. I bless you in the evening. I bless you at midnight. I bless you after midnight. May you be blessed going out. May you be blessed coming in. May you be blessed in the city. May you be blessed in the village. May the fruit of your womb be blessed. And may the fruit of your ground be blessed. If the enemy shall come against you one way, may God strike them and confound them and get them scattered, running away in terror from you, scattering in seven different ways. May victory always be yours in the name of Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 53 verse 2, it says, for he shall grow up before him. In other words, he shall grow up in the presence of the Lord. The factor that sustains your growth is the presence. So you must practice the presence daily. You must contact God in prayer. You must contact God in thanksgiving. Contact him in worship. Contact God in the word study and fellowship with the word. And be conscious of the presence of God about you. So he shall, for he shall, Isaiah 53 verse 2, for he shall grow up before him, that means in his presence, as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. Dry ground refers to a desert place. He had no form or comeliness. There was no majesty about him, although he came from a royal family. That's Christ. And when we shall see him, there shall be no beauty that would desire of him. In other words, there will be no attractiveness of him. And for many of you, it's as if you are a tender plant on a dry ground. Your majestic glory cannot be seen. And it's as if there's nothing attractive about you. But I prophesy to you, of the same Christ, they said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Nazareth had had this ungodly accolade of slaying their prophets. And anybody sent to them as servants of God were murdered. And they brutalized them and they didn't hear the word. So Nazareth was like a place where drugs were, you know, was used and drugs were sold. And it was a place where there was gangsterism and one gang would be fighting against the other. And you couldn't raise your child in that place. Yet when God was bringing Christ to the world, he chose no other place but this difficult background. He chose that Christ should be born in that place. If Christ was born in that place, and he lived a pure, holy life, and he died a righteous death, and he was raised from the dead on the third day and ascended into the heavens, and he seated at the right hand of glory, which is the greatest place any man can ever be, then I have come to suggest to you that your background may be hard and you may be like a tender plant. But God says something good is coming out of Nazareth. Don't despise the days of your small beginning. Never look down upon yourself, and never speak as if the demons in your background are stronger than the power of the word of God. For God is stronger, and his strength excels beyond everyone. If you will tap into his presence and his power, that presence will work for you and will grant you victory after victory after victory after victory after victory. You are a tender plant in a dry ground, but God will make the ground fertile, and you will begin to bloom and blossom in that place.
Have you forgotten that story that I told you I read of? About that preacher who traveled to New Zealand. And they were driving around the Rocky Mountains in that place. There were some mountainous areas that were rocky. Then he saw an unusual thing. There was a certain plant that was growing in the rocks where that is not the normal place it grows. That plant normally needs good soil, rich soil, to have depth and shoot out the roots into the ground. But this plant had managed to grow in a rocky place. Can I prophesy to you? You will grow in the midst of the adversity. You will gain strength in the midst of the adversity. You will flourish in the midst of the adversity. You will rise to the higher heights, and you will ride on the high places of the earth, and the heritage of Jacob shall be your portion once again, someone. Oh, is anybody receiving the word? Are you receiving the word? And that author wrote and said, bloom where you are planted. If they planted you in Nima, bloom. If they planted you in a Zongo, bloom. If they planted you in a shanty town, bloom. Because your testimony will spare people on to trust God. So, are you hearing me? Is somebody hearing me? So God is about to do something amazing, and you have to renew your mind that it's taking long, but for God it doesn't mean it will be forever. It may have taken long, but the miracle will emerge. The breakthrough will manifest. You will break out by the grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. So even in the hopeless situations, he can make the most out of it. Even in the most sinful life, like Rahab, he can produce righteousness and integrate that life in the genealogy of Christ. Even in poverty-stricken situations, he can bring wealth out of it. Bloom where you are planted. That plant grew in the Rocky Mountains of New Zealand. You can grow where God has planted you. Take advantage of the opportunities you have and be grateful for your present situation. When you have contentment with godliness, there will be great gain coming to you. You can bloom in True Vine. You can bloom in the country where you are. You can bloom in the church where you are. Jesus can transform your life and make the bitter waters of Mara sweet again. Jesus can change Naomi's sorrows into joy and convert Jabez's pain into honor. Is somebody hearing the word of God tonight? No longer shall you come to the place of birth and you will lack strength. Your protracted pains disappears right now in Jesus' name. Your prolonged distress shall leave you right now. Your exhausted strength shall be a thing of the past, because your strength shall be renewed. The danger of the loss
of your baby, of your vision, is taken away from your life. And no longer shall your vision be aborted, but you will achieve and actualize your dream. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody say amen.
In Psalm 2, verse 8, the Bible says, "For out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger." The avenger is a vengeful person, somebody who likes to pay evil for evil, inflict harm and pain on people. So the Bible says, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and take charge of the enemy who is so vengeful. You may be born again today, and you may feel like a little babe in the house of God, but out of your mouth there's a certain strength. Until you open your mouth to talk, that strength does not work. Many times when we open our mouths, we speak negative and we speak ourselves into defeat. We speak ourselves into failure. Remember Israel, when the 12 spies returned after the expedition of spying the promised land, 10 of them said, "We are not able to possess the land." Listen to their talk. 10 of them said that we saw the descendants of Anak, the giants, and we are not able to possess the land, in spite of the grapes that were an eloquent testimony that the land was fruitful. I am suggesting to you that there is strength in your mouth. There is power in your mouth. And if you will open your mouth, the Bible says, "For out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength." There is an ordination of strength. There is strength in your mouth. It's not only the pastor nor the prophet who has strength in the mouth. Even the weakest voice, there is strength. Even in times when your voice cannot come, you can say it inside you and it will work like you said it outside you. Oh, I'm not hearing an amen from somebody. There is strength in your mouth. I said there is strength in your mouth, sister. There is strength in your mouth, brother. There is strength that when you begin to speak the strength of God, the power of God will begin to change your circumstances. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? You are speaking yourself into your promised land, and you are speaking yourself into a land that floweth with milk and honey. You are speaking yourself into the sweetness of God, and into the nourishment of God, and into the strength and the vitality and the energy and the power and the abilities of God. You are speaking yourself into wealth and into divine fame. You are speaking yourself into promotion and into elevation. You are speaking yourself into honor. Jabez, the name was not a good name, and it was going to bring him pain for the rest of his life. But Jabez realized that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Is somebody hearing me? So when you open your mouth and start praying, in mia stoka baradika taya, you are releasing enormous power. And I see demons getting scattered. I see the forces of darkness bowing down to the power of God. I see satanic agencies being put to flight, and I'm seeing a clean pair of heels. They're running and disappearing into the thin air. You are creating an environment around you where the power of God and the presence of God shall prevail.
You are a child of God. The miracle is in your mouth. The will of God is in your mouth. Open your mouth and you will say it. And the miracle will happen. The Bible says, your belly shall eat of the fruit of your lips. Let the fruit of your lips agree with the word of God. Let the fruit of your lips agree with the prophecies God has said about you. You are a great person. You are an honorable person. You are a distinguished personality. Your career path is charted already by the Lord. And God is about to visit you along your career path and turn some failures into success and turn some curses to blessing. God is about to turn a dry, arid land into a land that floweth with milk and honey in the name of Jesus Christ.
Second Corinthians 12:9. Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. It reads, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness." Listen to this part. "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon you." My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. And he says, "Most gladly now, I will rejoice in my infirmities, that the power of God shall rest upon me." Put your hand upon your head and say, "The power of God rest upon me. In spite of my infirmities, the power of God rest upon me." And this is the power that will bring the achievement of expected results. This is the power that will bring the laughter into your mouth. This is the power that will give you the songs of rejoicing, where you will sing the songs of Zion. And this is the power that will usher you into your heritage. You are on the precipice of a major breakthrough. Come on. You are standing like at the edge of a cliff, where you are about to fall, not down, but fall into blessing. Some people will say, but the time you is like you are falling, God raises you and says, "I'm lifting you up, Kojo. Mansa, I'm lifting you up. I'm lifting you up, brother. I'm lifting you up, sister." You are on the precipice of a major breakthrough, an unprecedented breakthrough. Milk and honey. Oh, I thought you would clap naturally, and that your natural clap would take a supernatural dimension with you opening your mouth to shout, because there's power in your mouth. Israel just shouted, and because there was power in their mouths, the walls of Jericho collapsed to the ground. Walls that could not even be broken, they literally sunk. Can I hear you clap and shout? Because there's power. There's power in your mouth. There's power to conquer the enemy. There's power to defeat the devil. There is power to make you ride on top. There is power to make you prevail. Oh, I'm preaching on strength in the period of adversity. And finally, according to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 14, a wise man will store up knowledge against an evil day. In other words, some of the things that we go through, the way that we'll quickly recover is through the knowledge of the word of God. A wise man will store up knowledge against the day of adversity. So when he goes through it, he can access the word from his spiritual repertoire, forgive me,
and take the word, because he has a store of the word. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? So what am I saying? I'm saying that a wise person feeds on the word, listens to the word, studies the word, meditates on the word, believes the word, stands on the word, confesses the word, sleeps with the word, rises with the word, and the word, and your strength will always manifest in the day of adversity. If somebody is excited that you have seen the panacea for your victory, let the person shout again. But I like this scripture in Micah chapter 2 verse 13. Micah chapter 2 verse 13 in the Old Testament says, "The breaker shall go up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate and go out." So the king goes on before them. The breaker here is Christ. In other words, Christ shall go up before us. And Christ, who is the breaker, will break out for us. And will pass through the gate and go out. We'll pass through the birth canal. We will not come to the place of birth where we will lack strength. So God's response after Hezekiah sent the people to Isaiah was that Isaiah told Hezekiah that I will cause the Assyrians to hear an evil report back home. May your enemies hear an evil report that the assignment that they have set themselves to do to bring you down, that evil report will overwhelm them and they will stop pursuing your life. And God said, when they go back, I will so defeat them. And you know what God did? God sent only one angel. And the angel went through the camp of the Assyrians that night. One angel slew 186,000 persons. One angel. May God raise the angel for you. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. I don't know how many demons are in your background, but may God raise just one angel for you, one angel for your family, one angel for your life to make warfare and to bring, to defeat the enemies that have besieged your life. You will go beyond 40. You will go beyond 50. You will go beyond 60. You will go beyond 70. You will go beyond 80. You will go beyond 90. The strength of God shall be your portion. Your eyes shall not fail. Your voice shall not fail. Your feet shall not become feeble. Your knees shall not drop, but you will be stronger. Your organs shall be functional, excellently functional. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will bless the organs in your body and the prophecies that say that in that marriage that you are looking for the fruit of the womb, I release strength into your life for both husband and wife. I release strength, supernatural strength, over the man and over the womb of the woman, that they will take seed according to the time of life, that the seed will be preserved and kept that at the appropriate time. In the name of Jesus, an amazing child shall come through the birth canal. It shall not be a protracted pain, but within a short time, by the time the midwives of Egypt arrive, the Jews would have delivered. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It shall be quick and faster. May your miracle come. I urge you to push. I urge you to continue and persevere, because your miracle is just in the birth canal. You can't afford to give up. It's appearing. The answer is coming. You are giving. now, may the strength of God fall upon you. May the joy of God be birth in your life. May healing appear in your life right now. May miracles, breakthroughs appear.